Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grant out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olander for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Allison moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Al Worthington. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Al Weiss. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-4 in the game. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-5 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-5 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Tovar moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.